Hello everyone, I'm your moderator, Amanda Valby with Cardiology Consultant. According to Go Red for Women, cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of women, causing 1 in 3 deaths each year. With us today to talk more about heart health in women is Dr. Lakshmi Mehta, who is a non-invasive cardiologist and professor of medicine in the Division of Cardiovascular Medicine at The Ohio State University. She also holds the Sarah Ross Soder Endowed Chair in Women's Cardiovascular Health and is the Section Director of Preventative Cardiology and Women's Cardiovascular Health at OSU. Thank you for joining me today, Dr. Mehta.
Thank you for having me.
What is on the horizon for CVD prevention in women?
So many women are at risk of developing future cardiovascular disease, and what we're recognizing, it can be from pregnancy-related complications. And so on the horizon is how to better understand pregnancy as a predictor of future cardiovascular health. It's becoming a new statement that pregnancy is a stress test in women. So, for instance, in the new 2018 cholesterol guidelines, they've recognized preeclampsia and premature menopause as risk enhancers for potential cardiovascular disease down the line, and are used now as consideration of statin therapy. It's going to be interesting in the next decade of understanding how pregnancy plays a role in cardiovascular disease and how do we mitigate those risks. You know, in the past, we stayed away from pregnancy, and now we're not, and we're trying to embrace it and get a better understanding of the state. So on the horizon, there are potential things such as, is early screening in pregnancy for atherosclerotic risk factors important? And what do we do about those risk factors if we have limitations in treatments? Or understanding the etiology of premature menopause and how that leads to future cardiovascular events and how can we reduce or mitigate their events? Other areas of interest would be preeclampsia. And how do we predict who's going to get it? How do we reduce the risks of preeclampsia? And then another key area is that as we're really understanding familial hypercholesterolemia and getting better at recognizing people with it. But how do we care for that FH patient who's pregnant or attempting to get pregnant? Because they end up being untreated for longer periods of time than a male because of the contraindications to medications. So how can we reduce their risks during this vital time and allow women to feel comfortable getting pregnant despite their cardiac risks? So finally, in the past, we've always shied away from pregnancy, but as the cardiovascular community, we're gaining an understanding of pregnancy and CVD outcomes, but much more is needed in this field to tackle cardiovascular prevention across the continuum of a woman's lifespan without ignoring the pre-pregnancy, pregnancy, and lactation states as well. So strong collaboration between cardiology, primary care, and gynecology is critical, crucial, and I think we'll learn more about women when we embrace those groups together.
Absolutely. Thank you again for speaking with me, Dr. Mehta.
Thank you very much for having me.